Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. I apologize for keeping you. How are you doing this morning?
Not at all. I'm terribly well. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Excellent. How are
you?
Same here. I've got my chin up. Definitively.
Good.
Yeah. All right. America's 4th of July. Well, I mean, I barely even clocked the holiday myself, mostly because I suppose recent events in the legal system have made it difficult to find anything to celebrate about their independence. But even sadder is the Chicago shooting, which really does put a stain on the day, doesn't it?
Oh, the deep, deep irony of a day on which Americans celebrate being American and not British or not subservient to another country. So it's about freedom and all the rights that go with the freedom, and somebody used those rights to pick up a rifle and go and shoot people. And in fact, it wasn't the only one. There was also a shooting in Philadelphia where two police officers got wounded, but the one in Highland Park, just north, a sort of northern suburb of Chicago, six people killed, over 20 people injured. And this guy that has been, and there was a police chase for a while, they couldn't find him for a bit, but they've now named the suspect as Robert E. Cremo III. Sounds like a sort of Civil War general, doesn't it? Robert E. Cremo III. Anyway, he was detained, and essentially, he got on a roof and just decided to randomly shoot at people who were taking part in the parade, people who were just there for a party, to wave a flag, to salute the floats as they went past, whatever they do. Marching bands, the full-on community entertainment thing. And the fact is, it's just yet another mass shooting. And apparently, if you add it up, regardless of all the other shootings, there has been one a week this year, a mass shooting, an indiscriminate one, with somebody taking a rifle or an assault rifle or whatever it is, and shooting strangers. It's, I mean, I know it seems to be happening in Europe as well, in Copenhagen and Oslo, but oh boy, America. Are you sure it's you really want your independence?
Yeah, no, exactly. I think they need some supervision for some time. Yeah, it'll be very interesting. And of course, now we have to wait for all the op-eds that come through about whether or not this is a mental health thing. He's a lone shooter. What are we doing for our children?
As opposed to
it's another white Trump supporting nationalist, but whatever. Drug smuggling in Spain. A drone seized the drugs or subs. I'm sorry.
Yes, subs. Little mini ones. You think of the little ones that you can take in a bath, you know, where you sort of wind them up and off they go and they, you know, go out round through the bubbles. They look exactly like that, only a bit bigger. And essentially are exactly like that. They are drones that are submarines that can be controlled, I mean, you know, by an iPad or from a distance, and you basically can sail them short distances extremely accurately under the waves. Nobody's the wiser. They're too small to be picked up on radar because, I mean, they are quite diddy little things, albeit capable of taking, according to Spanish police, 200 kilos of cargo. So 200 kilos of drugs in these three submersible drones, one of which had been completely finished, the other two were still under construction. A father and son arrested as a result. In fact, there have been other arrests as well around Cadiz, Malaga, Barcelona. It appears to be quite a little network. But also, Spanish police, in the process of arresting these people, they found a kind of drug mule-making factory, in the sense it wasn't just subs, but there were all sorts of different types of vehicle and remote controlled this and false bottoms in trucks and trailers that where you could hide drugs and other things, and they may well have stopped quite an operation in its tracks.
Sure, that's impressive. And then finally, an accidental windfall in Chile. What happened there? Oh, this is the guy who he ran away.
Yes, that's the one. You may already have reported it then.
No, not yet. I just saw it on the news. I found it brilliant.
Oh, okay. So this begs the question, what would you do if you looked at your bank account and found you had mistakenly been paid 300 times your normal salary? Do you declare it? Do you give it back? What? Obviously, you and I would think, well, we're just worth it. It's not a mistake. They obviously intended to pay us 300 times our normal salary.
Of course.
But this unnamed employee in Chile had this happen and has done a runner. So he's a guy who worked at the Consorcio Industrial de Alimentos. He normally gets about 500,000 Chilean pesos a month. Accidentally, he got 170 million pesos 1 month, which is about 3 million rand. It's not to be sneezed at. HR called him up from the company and said, oh, we might have overpaid you. Can you send it back to the right numbers? He said, yeah, I'll return the dosh. Strangely enough, withdrew the entire amount and melted away. The only thing is, he may have done a runner, and of course, it is a crime, unfortunately. It is. But
man.
He can't find because the unexpectedly rich employee has engaged a lawyer to explain how he has now formally resigned from the company.
Oh, my word.
So,
I would love to. Unfortunately, we've had this in South Africa where the national student loan sort of fund overpaid a student and gave her, I think, 18 million rand in her account 1 month. And she spent a large amount of it. She's just been convicted to, I think, 5 years. So, it needs to be enough that the amount that this man took, which is almost 3 million rand, it needs to be enough that you can disappear and live for life. Wherever Tupac is, you need to end up there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure that's quite enough then, is it really?
Exactly. So, you're going to need to really give me a couple billion. Then I'll run. But otherwise, I'm giving it back.
If your ATM machine starts spewing money, which does happen occasionally, and you pick it up and go off with it, then you've committed a crime, even though it's a machine that's gone haywire and it's just. But
you got to walk into the bank.
Standing there with all the money being spewed out at you.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Adam, we got to run. Thank you so much. That's The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.